Hello and welcome to episode 246 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean and I will be your host as we try and discover the most useful and interesting fact known to mankind. Find us online at dailybrainwave.com and contact the show via email at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Today we kick off Dinosaur Week by meeting the man who gave us the king. If all the world's a stage, then Barnum Brown knew how to perform. No, he wasn't a circus leader, as his name might suggest, though he was named after P.T. Barnum. No, Barnum Brown's stage was the American Museum of Natural History in New York City. At the turn of the 20th century, Brown was a young paleontologist, or fossil scientist, in the employ of the museum. His job was to make sure that the public's appetite for dinosaurs was satiated. This involved many, many, many field excursions to find new and even more exciting dinosaur skeletons. Now, rather than publish his findings in scientific journals, Brown instead wrote up exciting accounts of getting to and from digs, sorts of travelogues from the late Jurassic. His stories entranced readers across the United States. Eventually, his name was so synonymous with dinosaurs that the Sinclair Oil Company, who uses a dinosaur in their logo, signed a deal with Brown to distribute exclusive dino books penned by him through their gas station as a sort of gimmick. He even acted as consultant to Walt Disney for the dinosaur segments of the film Fantasia. But what exactly was Brown's claim to fame? Why did people care about his writings in the first place? Trace it back to a fateful day in 1902. Brown and his team were working on a paleontological dig in Montana. Back then, the modus operandi was to look for dinosaurs using explosives to break away huge swaths of land, and then to go through the chunks that they had blown off for dinosaur bones. I wonder if they used dynamite? Despite their rather destructive methods, Brown found something big. Huge. Tyrannical, even? You guessed it, Barnum Brown had dug up a T-Rex. In fact, it was the first T-Rex skeleton to make it to the public. Skeleton number 973. The original big boy was put on display in the Museum of Natural History in 1906, and the American public went gaga. They wanted more, more! The hunger for bigger and badder dinos led to more exploration and discovery and display of larger fossils. Fame being the fickle friend it is, Skeleton 973 eventually got shoved off to the side to make room for these bigger dinosaurs, and finally was put into storage altogether. By the 1940s, Brown needed funding for another expedition, so he sold the skeleton for $7,000 to a museum in Philadelphia. Can you imagine just buying a T-Rex skeleton? I wonder if that's listed under Amazon Prime. Brown continued his work for another 20 years, pushing the boundaries of dino knowledge until 1963, when he, too, went the way of the dinosaur. Thanks for tuning in to episode 246 of the Daily Brainwave. Email the show with comments and suggestions at Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com. Check out our website, dailybrainwave.com, where you can find sources and links for further reading about today's topic. Today, we talked about the man who discovered the Tyrannosaurus Rex, but of course, you're probably chomping at the bit to learn more about the T-Rex itself. So tune in tomorrow when we take a trip back to the land of the King Dinosaur.